morning. Or maybe not such a good morning today. I call it total failure syndrome. Ignorance, arrogance, man-centeredness, selfishness, sin is everywhere. There seem to be no no-go areas and no limits to them. People lie, cheat, steal, murder, hurt, con, manipulate, abuse. The darkness is complete. Then comes the light of the world, a flickering candle, nearly snuffed out at birth. The light shines in the darkness. That's where it shines, in the darkness. The darkness tries to envelop it, but the darkness can never extinguish it. Once it managed to crucify the light of the world, Jesus, and bury him, but not for long, and never again. The light shines now and shines forever. The darkness is not so dark now. We are not the light, but like mirrors or cat's eyes in the road, we can reflect the eternal divine light of Jesus, but only so long as our mirror is angled towards him. If we point our lives away from him, we cannot reflect his light. But if we keep our eyes fixed on him, our whole lives will radiate and reflect his light to others and contribute to the lighting up of this dark world. He is the sun, but we can be solar panels, conveying his light and warmth to a needy world.